朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我可以说，当他在建立圣殿以后，是他个人属灵光景最高峰的时候。
I believe right after he built a temple, King Solomon reached his highest point of his spiritual life.
你看他为神所做的事情，这样出力，这样热心。
Because he really working so hard for God's work.
等到他把约柜、把一切器皿都分别为圣，把约柜迎到圣殿里面来。
After he sanctified all the things and moved the ark into the temple.
他就在祭坛那里献祭。
Then he sent out offered the offerings.
然后带领所有以色列百姓祷告。
And also leading all the Israel people to pray.
把这个殿献给神。
He gave this the temple to the Lord.
这个殿说明神的同在。
This temple signified God's presence.
这个殿也说明神侍奉、神祝福的原则。
And also this temple.And tell very clearly the principle of God's blessing.
以色列人所见的光景是根据这座圣殿。
And all the whole Israelites' spiritual condition was really depend on this temple.
以色列人个人的关系都表明在他们和圣殿的关，跟神的关系都表明在他们和圣殿的关系上面。
Now every single Israelite, their personal relationship with the Lord was signified in their relationship with this temple.
在没有建立圣殿以前，以色列人缺少一个侍奉的中心的。
Now before that, they lack a center to serve the Lord.
所以他们还在丘坛里面献祭。
So they still offer their offerings in high places.
什么叫丘坛呢？就是任何一个高起来的地方，看见那里好像风水不错，就在那里献祭了。
Now that was no altar at all. It was just any old high places that they will offer offerings on them.
等到把圣殿建立以后，神说这是耶和华留名的居所。
But when the temple was built, the Lord said that this is where the Lord will have His name on it.
当他们把约柜迎到圣殿里面来之后，神就在约柜的面前，在圣殿里面向着祭司显现。
And when the ark was carried into the temple, then the Lord is really revealing Himself to all the priests.
神就把他的心意借着启示告诉祭司，让祭司们能帮助神的儿女。
And through the Lord's revelation, he told all the priests about his thoughts.
如果以色列人按着圣殿的样式，按着圣殿在这里的启示，尽心尽力侍奉神，神的祝福就一直不断临到他们身上。
If the Israel people serve the Lord according to that pattern in the temple, then they will receive all kinds of blessings.
所以你知道在旧约里面圣殿是太重要太重要一件事。
So in the Old Testament, this temple is so very important.
旧约里面这个圣殿可以说他们整个侍奉的灵魂。
Now this temple is really the spirit of their whole service.
没有圣殿他们一切侍奉都瓦解。
Without the temple, their whole service will crumble.
并且你看他们祭司分着班次在圣殿里面侍奉。
And then the priests take turns to stand serving in the temple.
以色列人极其是围绕着圣殿。
And there, all the festivals is around this temple.
一年三次他们要到圣殿里面 来敬拜。
Once every three times a year that everybody has, they have to come up to the temple.
而这个圣殿是谁建的呢？
Now who built this temple?
建圣殿的机会是给谁的呢？
Now this what who was given this opportunity to build this temple?
神就用所罗门来建造圣殿。
The Lord used Solomon to build this temple.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你知道所罗门建造圣殿是他属灵光景最好的时候，他觉得自己这样不配，神却拣选他，让他建造圣殿。
You see that when King Solomon built the temple, it was his spiritual height.Because he knows that he's not worthy, but yet he knows the Lord make him to build a temple for himself.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是今天我们基督徒每一个人属灵光景正常的时候应当有的感觉和反应。
This is precisely the reaction we should have that when we are in the normal condition.
一面我们好像为神做了许许多多事情，一面我们深觉自己的不配。
In one hand, we feel that we did so much for the Lord, but at the same time, we also know that we are not really worth it.
所以所罗门在圣殿面前祷告时，他那祷告真是好。
So we all know that how great is that prayer.
他称颂神说，以色列的神啊，没有一个神能够相比，天上的神都不能与你相比。
It's the Lord, our Lord is the Lord that no other gods can compare.
无论是天上的，无论是地下的，没有一神可以与你相比。
There's nothing on this, on in heaven and in earth can compare with you.
并且你是那样守约施慈爱，你向着信你话语的人是这样的信实。
He said, also you're so trustworthy that you will keep your words to the law.
你应许我父亲大卫，你每一件事都照着你应许答应。
You promised, my father King David, and then you fulfill every single promises.
所以你知道所罗门他心里面实在是认识神的恩典，而且承认神的恩典。
So King Solomon is the one that who really knows God's blessing.
他同时也因为神的启示，知道说只有当他这样继续活在神面前的时候，神的恩典一直不断降下来，而且他也永远不断人做他的王位。
And also under the revelation, they also understand as long as he so serving the Lord that the Lord's blessing will continue to pour down, and there will be descendant will be forever on the throne.
你知道所罗门刚刚建立圣殿的时候，我相信他属灵生命最优秀的时候。
I believe he's really having a beautiful spiritual life when he's first building the temple.
他真正进到神的心里面，他的祷告这样像新约的祷告。
Because he really go into God's heart. You see his prayers so much like the prayer in the New Testament.
他知道神并不住在圣殿里面，却住在他的心里面。他说：“天和天上的心天尚且不足以你居住，你我们人手所造的殿怎么配你居住呢？”
Now he knew perfectly well. He said that God does not dwell on the house that was built by man.
但是他新约里面。斯蒂凡就引用所罗门祷告，说明神借着圣灵住在我们心里面。
So in the New Testament, Stephen used it, quoted his King Solomon's prayer. He said that Lord is really,
住在我们心里。
That Holy Spirit is dwelling in our hearts.
所以所罗门实在是在那个时候非常认识神的心意。
So King Solomon really knows God's will.
他也知道如果我们违背神，神的祝福停止的时候，遇见许多的困难痛苦。
And he also knows if we should disobey the Lord, then we shall come across all kinds of difficulties.
在仇敌面前也站立不住。
We cannot stand before our enemies.
也遇见各样饥荒，吃不饱，蝗虫吃掉，吃掉被蝗虫吃掉。
And there would be all kinds of famine and the locust problems.
但是他说，如果我们回头，如果我们转向你，向着这个殿呼吁祈祷的时候，你就一定垂听，奉着你的名祷告，你就垂听。
But he said that if we should turn around and we pray in this temple.Pray toward the temple, and you will listen.
这个多像使徒约翰所说的哦，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义，必要赦免我们一切罪，洗净我们一切不义。
那
这个跟所罗门祷告多像。
Now, is it so much? This is so similar to the prayer of the Saint John, who said that if we should repent, and then the Lord is righteous that he will forgive all our sins and iniquities.
所以你看所罗门在他属灵光景正常的时候，实在里面有神的启示。
Now, so we really know that King Solomon has God's revelation.
他也真正活在一种和神交通、满足、喜乐的光景里面。
He also was living in this perfect, beautiful, sweet fellowship with the Lord.
他也真是能够彰显所有一切神的荣耀，给他都是配的。
And also, he is worthy of manifest all those glory that God gave him.
他所说的智慧话，人听见都承认说这是耶和华给他的智慧话。
Now, all his word of wisdom, people recognize that is from the Lord.
所以你知道弟兄姊妹们，当所罗门祷告完毕以后，神就第二次在基遍向他显现，与他立约。
So the second time after King Solomon's prayer, second time the Lord revealed himself to him.
这个约很重要，我们再看列王记上第九
章的时候。Now that covenant is very important. Let's read first King
chapter 9, 第九章第一节开始。
Now starting from verse 1,
我们一起来看。所罗门建造耶和华的殿和王宫，并一切所愿意建造的都完毕了。耶和华就二次向所罗门显现，如先前在基遍向他显现一样，对他说：“你向我所祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中。我的眼、我的心也必藏在那里。你若效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的谨守我的律例典章，我就必坚固你的国位，在以色列中
直到永远。正如我应许你父大卫说，你的子孙必不断人做以色列的国位。倘若你和你们的子孙转去不跟从我，不守我指示你们的诫命律例，去侍奉敬拜别神，我就必将以色列人从我赐给他们地上剪除，并且我为己民所分别为圣的殿也必舍弃不顾，是以色列人在万民中做笑谈，被讥诮。这殿虽然甚高，将来经过的人必惊讶嗤笑，说耶和华为何向这地和这殿如此行呢？人必回答说，是因此地的人离弃领他们列祖出埃及地之耶和华他们的神，去亲近别神，侍奉敬拜他，所以耶和华使这一切灾祸临到他们。弟兄姊妹，你看见这段话是非常严重的警告。
Now this is a very very serious warning。
但是可惜所罗门就照着这个咒诅，照着这个严重的警告离开了神。
But precisely according to this, King Solomon departed from God's grace.
所发生的事情后来以色列国分为两国，而且以色列最后沦亡在外邦手里。
Then later on, Israel split into two nations and eventually fall into the hand of the Gentiles.
他们不能再在圣殿里面侍奉。
They can no longer serve in the temple.
他们在被掳之地想起侍奉神的喜乐。
But when they were in captive, they were reminded of all the joys that they had in the temple when they're serving.
但却没有机会了。
But there's no more chance.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候基督徒也是走到这个地步才懊悔，我们当有机会侍奉神，怎么没有好好侍奉神。
A lot of times we Christians have to go into that situation to regret.
我们里面真正痛苦，真正觉得需要，却再没有机会给我们好好侍奉。
We feel it's painful and we feel the need, but there's no chance for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看所罗门为什么失败。
Now let's look at why the Solomon failed.
有些地方我读圣经的时候，读出一种记载圣经的一种可惜的态度。
A lot of times when I read the Bible, I can sort of sense the regret that the writers had.
我们读列王记上第七章第一节，我们看他怎么讲。
The seventh chapter of First King, and we read verse 1 of the seventh chapter. Let's see how it was recorded.
第七章第一节这样说。
First verse.
我们一起来读好吧。
Let's read it together. It took Solomon.
所罗门为自己建造宫室十三年，方才造成。
However, to complete the construction of the palace, he built a palace.
弟兄姊妹，我问一个问题：他建圣殿用了多少时间
？Now let me ask you a question. How many years?
对不对？
Did he use to build the temple for the Lord? 7 years.
建造自己的宫室用了多少时间呢？
But how much time did he use to build a palace of his own?
13年。
13 years.
差不多两倍的时间。
Almost double.
弟兄姊妹们，一面我们没有人能够否认圣经里面这样说，所罗门爱耶和华。
In one hand, that we really can't deny that King Solomon loved the Lord.
但是另外一方面，一个更严重的事实就是他爱自己胜过爱神。
But there's a more serious fact. It was there that he loved himself more than he loved the Lord.
圣经里面并没有一种谴责的口气说所罗门爱自己超过爱神。
In the Bible, it never had a critical writing saying that King Solomon loved himself more than the Lord.
因为他爱神还是值得纪念的。
Because it is still memorable that he loved the Lord.
但是我们却没有办法否认，这里给我们看见一个事实，就是他爱自己还远超过爱神。
But we cannot deny the fact that he loved himself way more than he loved the Lord.
那么主耶稣怎么讲的呢？
So what does the Lord taught us?
主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们若爱自己胜过爱我的，就不配做我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus said, if you love yourself more than you do to me, then you are not worthy of being my disciple.
爱父母爱妻子爱儿女胜过爱我的，就不配做我的门徒。
If you love your husband, your children, and your parents,You are not worthy of being my disciple.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门失败的根基就在隐藏的地方，让我们看见他对神的爱不如对他自己。
The reason that King Solomon failed is that in this hidden place, he showed through that he loved himself much more.
大卫不是这样。
But King David wasn't like that.
大卫怎么说？他说：“我现在住在有天花板的房子里面。”
He said, King David said, "Now that I dwell in a house with a ceiling."
但是神的帐幕约柜还住在帐幕里面。
But the ark is still only dwelling in a tent.
弟兄姊妹们，到底那一个人他爱神的程度有多少？不能比的，一比就比出来。
So it's just you very very hard to really say how one really loved the Lord. You cannot compare.
所以我们也不能说那些有钱的人一定他不爱神。
We can't say that those who are rich, they don't love the Lord.
问题是他爱神多呢，还是爱自己多？
It depends on how much, whether he loved himself more or he loved God more.
他为自己建公室需要13年的时间。
It took 13 years to build his own palace.
而且那个皇宫造出来的比圣殿大多了。
And of course, and that palace is much, much bigger than the temple.
那些也是用宝贵的石头，所有材料跟圣殿建造一样的，但是更大。
Also, all those were used, that temple was built by great stones and blocks, but it was much greater than temple.
圣经里面更详细记载圣殿，却不记载他的王宫。
But in the Bible, it described the temple so well, but never really described his palace.
除了记载它的尺寸之外。
Except recording the size of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们读的时候有什么感觉？
Now, how do we feel when we read that?
他做王一共40年，20年花在建筑上面。
Now, 40 years he reigned as king and spent 20 years in building.
头上4年没有做什么，到第4年开始建造圣殿。
First 4 years he didn't do much.
到了11年建造圣殿完工，他开始为自己建造宫室。
And after the 11 years of his reign, he started to build a palace for himself.
而召集这么多的人民，这么多的力量来为他自己建造宫殿。
And he spent so much time, effort and used so many people to build his palace.
一直到他死了以后，那些臣宰起来对他的儿子说抱怨，罗班对罗班抱怨。
And that's why after his death, the people come up and starting to complain.
他们对罗伯安抱怨，你们的父亲，你的父亲使我们做苦工。
He said that your father make us do hard labor for him.
我想这一个劳民伤财是13年为他自己建造宫殿所累积下来的。
And I believe that is because it's 13 years that he's building this palace for himself.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们爱神有多少？
Now how much do we really love the Lord?
我们肯花在侍奉神身上时间有多少？
Now how much time are we willing to spend in serving the Lord?
我不是否认弟兄姊妹们爱神。
I'm not saying that you don't love the Lord at all.
但是不怕不识货，只怕货比货。
But it's hard thing to compare.
你一比你就知道自己到底爱神有
多少。Once you compare yourself with how much you love yourself and you love the Lord, then you know right away.
人都不要跟别人比。
Don't compare yourself with other people.
跟你自己比。
Just compare it within yourself.
你为着神的缘故肯摆上多少时间，这个跟你为着世界为你自己生活摆上时间比比看。
Now just compare your time spent for the Lord or for yourself.
你就在神的面前必须后悔。
Then you shall regret.
所罗门是个最好的例子。
King Solomon is a very good example.
我想这是不知不觉叫他的心受吸引归向世界的关键。
I believe this is the key point that makes his heart starting turning toward the world.
他有了一切的智慧，一切的财富，一切的丰富，他开始觉得自己的地位高抬起来。
Now after he got all this wisdom, this wealth, and then gradually he's starting to exalt himself.
我们再看一节圣经讲到他第二个失败的原因。
Let's look at the second reason why he failed.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
所罗门与埃及王法老结亲，娶了法老的女儿为妻，接她进入大卫城，只等到造完了自己的宫和耶和华的殿，并耶路撒冷周围的城墙。
In the wall around Jerusalem.
第七章
and chapter 7,
第八节后面一半
verse 8, the later half of verse 8.
所罗门又为所娶法老的女儿建造一宫，做法与这廊子一样。那么弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么所罗门为了自己建造宫殿之外，又为了法老建造宫殿？
Now, do you know
why
after he built a palace for himself, he also built another for the Pharaoh's daughter?
我们读第九章第二十四节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九章第四节，二十四节。
24th verse of chapter 9.
法老的女儿从大卫城搬到所罗门为他建造的宫里，那时所罗门才建造米罗。
After Pharaoh's daughter had come up.From the city of David to the palace Solomon had built for her, he constructed the supporting terrace.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他要为法老女儿建造一座宫殿？
Now, why does he build another palace for Pharaoh's daughter?
因为他不是以色列人。
Because Pharaoh's daughter is not Israelite.
你知道，所罗门有个矛盾的思想。
You see, King Solomon is quite very confused.
他不愿意。 他的妻子，他的王后住在他自己的宫里面，因为他知道他不是以色列人。
He cannot afford to let his own wife to live in the same palace with him because she is not an Israelite.
按照旧约的条律，他的妻子根本和以色列人没有份没有关。
Because according to the law, his wife has nothing to do with Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门真是矛盾的。
So he's really confused. He's really in a jam.
为了政治的原因，为了武力的缘故，他娶了法老的女儿。
Because of political reason, he married Pharaoh's daughter.
但是他知道是不该做的事情。
But he knows that he shouldn't have done that.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门矛盾的，他一面因为神的启示完全认识属灵的事情。
At one hand, he fully understands the spiritual things.
神两次在基遍向他显现。
Because twice that the Lord revealed himself in Gibeon.
但是他里面又没有办法遵循神的话语。
But deep down inside, he has no strength to obey God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个矛盾的光景。
Now this is a contradictory point.
一面我们爱自己和爱神当中起了个冲突。
We have this point. We have this contradiction between loving ourselves and love the Lord.
一面我们对于神的绝对又付不上代价。
We know that we should be absolute to the Lord, but yet we cannot pay the price.
神的话在里面给我们一个标准，我们却达不到。
The Lord gave us a standard, but we cannot achieve that.
所以。所罗门很为难。
So Solomon is really, really in trouble.
他造了这个法老的，他造了，为什么，他为什么当初为什么要娶法老的女儿呢？
But in the first place, why does he have to marry Pharaoh's daughter?
因为有实际的好处。
Because there's a very practical benefit.
我们读读看第十章二十六节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse
26. 二十六节这里说，所罗门聚集战车马兵。有战车1400辆，马兵12000名，安置在屯车的城邑和耶路撒冷，就是王那里。王在耶路撒冷是银子多如石头，香柏木多如高原的桑树。所罗门的马是从埃及带来的，是王的商人一群一群按着定价买来的。从埃及买来的车，每辆价银600舍克勒，马每匹150舍克勒。赫人诸王和亚兰诸王所买的车马，也是按着价值金他们所买来的。弟兄姊妹们，所罗门在做卖马匹的生意。
You see here, King Solomon was dealing horses.
他的马是从埃及买来的，因为埃及的马最好。
He bought horses from Egypt because Egypt's got the best horses.
那么从埃及买马有什么不对呢？
Now, what's wrong with that?
我们看《生命记》第十七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第十七章。
17th chapter of Deuteronomy.
十七章十六节
verse 16,
只是王不可为自己加添什么马匹，也不可是百姓回哪里，回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹。耶和华曾吩咐他们说，不可再回到那条路去。好，第十七节我们也读一读，因为马上我们就要引用。
Verse 7,
他也不可为自己多立兵非兵，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多集金银。那么弟兄姊妹们，神明白的在生命记里面借着摩西告诉以后的君王，不要回埃及去买马。
It's so clearly in the book of Deuteronomy that he told all the Israelites that you don't go back to Egypt to purchase horses.
神知道我们是不容易接受试探的。
Because the Lord knows that it's very, very hard for us to resist the temptation.
当我们和世界太调和的时候啊，常常我们不知不觉一点一点地滑到世界里面去。
When we so well mixed with the world, it is so dangerous for us to slip right back.
我侍奉主不到二十年的时间，差不多二十年时间。
I served the Lord about 20 years.
但是我想我可以举出至少二十个我所认识非常亲爱的弟兄，他们原来很好，但是因为一点点跟世界上接触，慢慢的一步一步一步一步落到世界里去。
I can mention at least 20 names that those 20 very, very, dear brothers, and just because they come in mixed with the world, and then gradually one step at a time, they slip back right back into the world.
我不是今天我不能花太多时间讲到怎样与世界相处，因为主耶稣给我们非常清楚的命令，我们虽然在世界里面却不属于这世界。
We cannot go into details, but the Lord gave very, very clear command that we are in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
当基督徒必须在世上生活的时候，神给我们保护，不是没有保护的。
Now, when we have to live on this world, the Lord gave us great protections.
其中有一个保护，就奉献十分之一。
Now, one of the protection is tithe.
我不讲其他的东西，很多很多的保护，神在圣经里有明确的规定。
And there's so many other protections that the Lord mentioned very clearly in the Bible.
对于做生意的人，神的话那样清楚说：主若愿意，今年、明年我们就可以往某地做买卖得利。
It says, talk about doing business, that if the Lord's willing, that this year, next year, we might go somewhere do a certain business.
圣经里有明确的话，要叫我们尊重神。
And also, it says so clearly in the Bible that we should respect the Lord.
但是我看见太多的神的儿女，他们的一个心落在世界里面，就好像一去不回头，再也在教会里面看不见他们。
But there's so many of us that once we fall into that trap, you can no longer see him in the church.
所罗门为了去埃及买马，他的心就偏向埃及。
Because the King Solomon went back to Egypt to purchase the horses, and his heart went with it.
我们最后讲所罗门最后一个失败的点。
And let's talk about the very, very last point, why he failed.
第十一章我们再看。
Verse, chapter 11 of 1 Kings.
我们从第一节读起。
Let's start from verse 1.
读到这些话完了以后，我觉得我们心里会非常清楚，也非常的忧虑。
Now, after we finish reading, then it will be very, very clear to us, and then we shall really mourn for that.
我们来读。
Let's read.
所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩押女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。论到这些国的人，耶和华曾晓谕以色列人说：你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心，去随从他们的神。所罗门却恋爱这些女子。所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有兵300，这些妃兵诱惑他的心。所罗门年老的时候，他的妃兵诱惑他的心，去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实地顺服耶和华他的神。因为所罗门随从西顿人的女神亚斯他录和亚门人可憎的神弥勒公，所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫专心顺从耶和华。所罗门为摩押可憎的神基摩和亚门人可憎的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑丘坛，他为那些向自己的神献祭烧香献祭的外邦女子，就是他娶来的妃嫔，也是这样行。弟兄姊妹，你看这里一段可笑的事情。
Now you see, there's a ridiculous thing happening.
在耶路撒冷正面的山上，有他花了这么多力量建立七年所奉献的财物出来建立出来的圣殿。
You see, in Jerusalem, that's a wonderful temple that he built for the Lord, spending so much time and money.
但是在对面有偶像的庙，他建立。
But right across this idol's shrine was there.
好多好多的丘坛。
There's so many high places.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是很可惜的情形？
Now, isn't that the pity?
一个人不能侍奉两个神，又侍奉神又侍奉马门，是不可能的。
You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve the Lord and serve other idols.
下个礼拜周深祖牧师要来讲到，他要讲列王记下上十八章事情，不能又侍奉巴利又侍奉神。
Now, next week,our pastor Chow is going to be here and preaching about the 18th chapter of King.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么所罗门自己做成这样情形？
Now why does King Solomon become like this?
哦，他的心偏向偶像，不归向真神。
Because his heart is toward those gods.
第九节我们看神怎样说。
Now let's read verse 9.
耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。耶和华曾吩咐他不可随从别神，他却没有遵守耶和华所吩咐的。所以耶和华对他说：你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。弟兄姊妹们，以色列的国好不容易有三个统一的朝代。
It was so hard.That for the Israelites to have three kings ruling the united nation.
但是到了所罗门手里，当他结束的时候，国家就分裂。
But at the end of Solomon, this nation split up.
为什么？
Why?
因为所罗门没有专心跟从神。
Because King Solomon did not follow the Lord earnestly.
他的失败从哪里开始的？
Now where did it start?
因为他宠爱外邦女子。
Because he loved those foreign wives.
有七百妃，有三百兵。
There are 700 wives and 300 concubines.
那么弟兄姊妹，你说好了，今天我们不可能有700、300、1000个嫔妃了。
Then you say that that's all right, because nobody here today is possible to have so many wives.
那我们是不是可以免于这个危险？
So are we immune from this?
尼希米第十三章，我们看一看。
But if we read, should read Nehemiah chapter 3.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
尼希米的故事是这样，当他们回去建立城墙的时候，尼希米就发现。 有很多的以色列人娶了外邦女子。
Nehemiah chapter 3, when they went back to build a wall, they find out there are so many of the Israelites has foreign wives.
13章第26节和27节。
Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 26.
他们建造圣殿以后，他就清理以色列人的婚姻关系。26节
26-27.
我又说，以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事上犯罪吗？在多国并中并没有一王像他，且蒙他神所爱，神立他做以色列全国的王，然而他连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪，如此我岂听你们行这大恶，娶外邦女子干犯我们的神呢？弟兄姊妹们，你知道尼希米的感叹就是说，如果所罗门王也会失败。
And here the king, Nehemiah mentioned that even King Solomon will fail in this point.
那我们岂比他更伟大呢？怎么会不失败呢？
Are we greater than him? That should we be careful about it?
弟兄姊妹们，已经有多少例子证明，当我们家庭里面不能一同侍奉神的时候，我们就失败在神的面前。
There are so many examples. If the whole family cannot serve the Lord together, and we really were starting to fail.
以后子孙也受到影响。
Then later on, the descendant, our daughters and sons will be affected.
因为你知道，有一个所罗门有一个皇后叫做玛加，她后来做了太后，她侍奉敬拜偶像。
Because we know that in that time there's a queen that was later really sacrificed, really and worshipped the idol.
是罗伯安的母亲。
She is the mother of Roboam.
是亚撒的祖母。
He's the grandfather of Asia, grandmother of Asia.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见所罗门的失败，在这方面给我们警告和教训。
Then we know that we can see the warning of his failure.
我们看见所罗门的荣华富贵。
Now we see King Solomon's wealth.
我们也看见他曾经一度向着神这样的专心。
And also we see that he, for a certain length of time, that he really for the Lord.
他深深知道神的恩典。
And he deeply knows God's grace.
他承认神的恩典。
And he admit that too.
他也知道他除了神的智慧之外，没有一样是他需要的。
And he knows that besides God's wisdom, he doesn't need anything else.
那位最有智慧的君王曾经说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
This is the king that he mentioned that to reverend the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
远离恶事便是聪明。
That you depart from the evil is a clever thing.
我们也看见他曾经付了代价侍奉神建立圣殿。
We also see that he really spent a great deal building the temple and serving in it.
我们何等盼望他能够有始有终，像大卫一样蒙神的称许。
How we wish that he can do this from the beginning to the end, that just like King David to serve the Lord.
但这一位伟大的君王有兴盛的时候，也有衰败的时候。
But this great king Solomon has his rise and fall.
这一位君王前面没有比他更有智慧的，后面也没有人比他更聪明。
There's no one before him and no one after him has the same wisdom as this guy.
这一位君王也曾经是说，一生的果效是由心发出。
And also, this is the one who said that the effect of the whole life is from your heart.
但是他的心却也不免偏离开神。
But his heart depart from God.
哦，他为了自己，爱自己超过爱神。
He loved himself more than he loved God.
他为了世界的利益娶了法老的女儿，买埃及的马匹。
Because of the world, he purchased horses from Egypt, eventually married a daughter of Pharaoh.
他从外邦的女子在婚姻上面失败。
And he totally failed in his marriage life.
他因为这些嫔妃的影响引诱去侍奉别神。
And because of these wives and concubines, he's starting to worship idols.
神虽然极愿意怜悯大卫家，
although the Lord really, really have pity on the family of David,
但是所罗门为大卫家所带来的不是永远的祝福，而是咒诅。
But King Solomon brought not the blessing of the family, but curse.
神是公平的，神也纪念他为神所做的一切事情。
God is fair. He also remembered all the things he did for the Lord.
神的恩赐和祝福，神从来没有否定过。
He never denied the grace and the blessing.
但是圣经里面却严厉的记载，所罗门违背了向他两次显现的耶和华。
But it also clearly recorded here that King Solomon, rebel against the Lord who appeared to him twice.
今天我们读到他的历史，我们带着一种复杂的心情。
Today, when we read this part of history, we have a very, very
mixed feeling.
We have a mixed feeling.
求主怜悯我们。
We pray that the Lord will have mercy on us.
叫我们立定心志跟随他。
That we shall make up our mind to follow Him.
我们要专一地侍奉他。
We shall serve Him only.
不管以前我们怎样出过代价。
It doesn't matter how much we offer him before.
那应当是给我们一个更大的依靠和力量，叫我们往前更能好好侍奉。
It should give us an assurance because of the past that today we shall go on and serve him more.
却不能叫我们放松。
And we shall not let go.
我们也愿意圣灵做厉害的工作在我们的心中。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will work greatly in our heart.
对付我们的爱。
To deal with this love of ourselves.
到底我们爱神还是爱自己
？Do we love the Lord or ourselves？
到底我们爱世界还是爱神
？Do we love the world or God？
到底我们爱偶像还是爱神
？Do we love all those idols or do we love our Lord？
到底我们爱家人胜过自己还是爱神超过一切
？Do we love our families more than anything or do we love the Lord？
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。